Hey everybody, Ben Bailey here. Welcome to another episode of Tall But True. I'm here with my usual co-host, Mr. DC Benny.
What's up, everybody? Yeah, Bailey.
How's it going, man?
It's good, man. I'm excited because we got a special guest today.
We have a special kind of fella here in the studio with us. He immediately made fun of my house. I thought he was going to be like, oh, nice house. He's like, well, you live out here and it stinks. You're too far from anything.
It's we've both known this guy a long time.
Long time.
I opened for him.
Good friend.
The first time I emceed was at Slapsticks in Baltimore, and this guy middled for Jeff Foxworthy.
Slapsticks.
Yeah.
I remember that place.
In Baltimore.
In Baltimore, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was the two of you guys and Jeff Foxworthy.
Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah.
You might be a redneck.
Yeah.
Is he still doing that then?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If your front porch collapses and more than three dogs die.
Right.
That shit was great. It's so formulaic, but great. Yeah, but so, wow, what year do you think that was?
That was early 90s. Probably 91, something 91. Like that. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
So it's Keith Robinson, everybody.
It's Keith Robinson. Welcome to the show, man. How you been, dude? What's going on with you? We were worried about you there for a while. Just seeing you back on stage again, it's been great. Your new material is fucking hilarious. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
No. Oh my God, dude.
I caught a Keith sighting a couple weeks ago, but that was it. I hadn't seen him.
Keith is like a ghost in the comedy clubs now. Keith was here.
Yeah, he limped in and he limped out.
I love the new stuff, man. It's so good.
Yeah, I guess that damn stroke. Wow.
Yeah.
It got
you want to talk about that?
What happened?
Yeah. I feel like maybe you want to, yeah?
It was the longest stroke ever. In other words, I just kept ignoring it. Like, I woke up, like, I remember doing push-ups.
You're banging out push-ups.
I'm banging out push-ups, right?
And you're having a stroke at the same time. You're like the toughest man in history.
So I'm banging them out. Then I, you know, go to lay down. I get up, and I'm tilted to my right. Like, my equilibrium is off.
Right.
So when you have a stroke, one side or the other goes down. It was my right side. But this is early in the morning, like 2 in the morning. I'm like, oh, man. Now, you're supposed to go to the hospital right away.
Yes, I think
not
so.
Not me. I go, well, I'll just sleep this stroke off.
Oh, I'll be all right. I'll just get a couple hours of shut-eye.
A couple push-ups, right.
No big deal.
Shake it off.
So I get up in the morning. I'm all right. I go to get my my passport.
Right.
Now, I drive to Philadelphia to get my passport renewed.
Right. I had to do that recently.
Yeah.
Because you could get an appointment there.
What,
right?
A stroke? You had to do it.
I did not have a stroke at the time. I was not in the middle of a stroke. But I had to go to Philly to get it because I could get an appointment there and you could actually
get
in.
An appointment.
Yeah.
I had that. And I'm filling out paperwork and all this. And I'm starting to get weaker. I can't even barely see. I'm trying to fill out the passport, and I fill it out. But they said I needed one more thing. So I said, damn it, I got to go back to Jersey and get my one more thing. But before that, I stopped past my little nephews. They're having a show in Philly. Stopped past there to look at some stuff to see that building. And my leg, I start dragging my foot.
Oh, man, that's a...
And my cousin, his name is Nick Reed. He said, man, you may be having a stroke. I'm like, shut up.
You're dragging your leg.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Like, get out of here. You don't know nothing. Just because you're weak, you're...
you non-leg dragging motherfucker.
This is hilarious.
I get back in my car, limp back in my car, I'm dragging. I drive back to my house. I say, let me sleep this off again. I take 2 Buffering. Bam.
Couple of aspirin.
Yeah, I wake up, I'm like, all right, I'm good now. And I go to the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, this is 2 days now have gone by.
Well, a day.
Since one day, since your arm, your right side started having
problems. But I wake up, everything is good. Must be from the aspirin I took. Must have the blood clot or whatever that causes a stroke must have passed through. So I go to New York now. I do Gnome's radio station, a Comedy Cellar radio show.
Right, right.
Everything is good. Yeah. Everything is about, 8 o'clock. Everything is good. Right after I finish the show, I get just like weak, tired.
Right.
And I tell Hannibal Buress, look, you better go on before me. You better go on my spot. So Hannibal gladly took my spot. And me, my dumb behind, not going to the hospital, like, nah, I probably need some chicken. That's what I need.
So. That's what, if you went to the hospital, they would have said aspirin and chicken anyway. It's a stroke. Get this man some chicken.
Keith is really Jewish. You give him chicken soup, he's fine.
And they love chicken. So I take the chicken, and the woman from True TV, well, whatever, she wanted me to sign some paperwork. And I said, I waited till she left, and I snuck out the house dragging my arm, leg, I'm dragging out. And I said, if I can just get to my car, I'm going to be all right. I get to my car, and, I'm struggling. Get to my car, I call my son's mom, I call her up, and because, my son, in case something happened to me, I got to give her all the stuff where everything's hidden.
Right.
You got to remember all that shit?
Yeah, I got to give her all the passwords and banking account stuff and this and that because something may be going down in case it does. Here's where you get my son's stuff. Here's my IRAs. It's in his name, da-da-da.
Right.
I'm running through. And she said, no. Well, and I ain't give her everything yet. I'm trying to give her everything. She's still talking like, well, where are you? Let me send your son to you. I'll send Keith to you. I said, no, I'm sending Keith to me. Can you drive to Philly? I don't think so. Well, Keith has just come there and meet you. I said, no, that's okay. Now, the girl I'm living with at the time was named Kara.
Right.
I said, no, don't worry about it. I'll just have Kara pick me up. Click. Hello?
No. Oh, no.
This she bitch hung up on me.
Oh, no. You're having a stroke. Hung up on you. She didn't know about Kara?
Yeah. She knew about what she said.
Didn't want to hear it.
She didn't want to hear it.
Right.
Now, I'm giving her my dying will and testament, and she just hung up the phone. And I thought it was just a mistake. I called. She didn't answer. She didn't want to answer the phone.
Holy shit.
So,
like, not you. Kara's got it. She's like, fuck you, man. I'm out.
Fuck you.
Holy shit.
So, I end up going back to Jersey, driving back to Jersey on a stroke. And Kara drove me back to New York to Mount Sinai.
Right.
And I wake up there, like, with the arm down and lay down. And, they was like, sir, you had a light stroke. It seemed light to me. Light.
What's a light one?
Light. Yeah. I don't know strokes came in light.
Yeah, light.
Let me just get a little one.
Michelob.
Jesus.
Yeah, that was it, man.
So you woke up in the hospital.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I... Because I was so exhausted, I just was done.
You were stubborn.
Did Jesus, anything, man. Like...
You're just prior... like, I'm just going to drive home. I can't move my arm and my leg is dragging, but if I could just get to the car...
I'd get to that car.
Maybe I can chicken. Do some real damage. Jesus.
Wasn't enough damage done in the last 10 hours. I need...
Were you real stressed out before it or anything, or was there any... Nothing. It just...
I don't panic.
Yeah.
As you see during the story. Yeah, right. With the push-ups, filling out application for a passport.
Getting chicken.
Yeah. You're getting ready to leave the country. Your body is like, we need to sit, lay down for a while.
Yeah.
You're like, I got to get my passport renewed, and then I've got some push-ups to do. I got a podcast tonight that I can't miss.
I got to do this podcast.
Seller spot.
Seller spot.
Yes, man. holy
on,
shit.
You know, SC don't play that.
Yeah.
Or no stroke.
Yeah. I had a stroke.
Doesn't matter.
You missed the spot. You missed this. I'm sorry. You cannot get paid for this.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I never had a stroke. I did have to go to Philly to get a passport, but I told that story now.
You sound like the guy, I don't have a stroke, but I saved a lot of money on it.
I was thinking it'd be a funny character in a movie, a guy that's just always having a stroke. But it's you. It's based on you. So he's still doing stuff. He's like out in a speedboat.
The 20-year
okay?
stroke.
Like, I'm having a light stroke, but I'm good.
But he doesn't panic. It's true. We did years ago, I don't know if you remember this, but we did this gig together, and it was at college, I think. And Keith was driving. At the time, I was smoking, and he was like, God damn it. God damn it, you're going to have another one? And I'd roll down the window, I'd smoke a couple puffs, I'd throw it out, and he's like, man, no more on the way back. No more on the way back. And we got to, it was a show at a school, but it wasn't really a college show. We got there, and somebody had passed away, and the person came out and made all these announcements. It was like a huge speech. There's a benefit for somebody who had died, you know, this huge speech
for their family or
family
whatever,
yeah. or whatever. And it's just everybody was crying and whatever. Oh. And Keith is sitting there, goes, I gotta go first. He's like,
have fun, you know? Up there, buddy.
And it just
first death, then
It didn't go great. I don't remember. I don't think it went great. And so afterwards, I'm like, whatever. And then there are these two girls. And one was really attractive. And the other one was like, you know, not. You know, just not.
She was Diesel.
Yeah. And Keith is like, Keith is talking to him and everything. We end up back at their room, right? I'll never forget this. And Keith is like, all right, why don't you, you know, kind of deflect the big one, you know, or something. He's like, go hang out with the big one because I'm trying to get with this other one. And I'm like, all right, man. So he's sitting there, he's talking to the other one or whatever, and the other one turns out to be really religious. And the big one keeps coming in and messing it up, and he's like, do something with the big one. So the other one's really religious.
One is like super religious.
She's really religious. So then Keith gets into it. Keith is like, he's doing well, but then he gets it. It all turns. You get into an argument with her, like quoting scripture. It was so funny. It was so funny. And I was about to go out the door.
Yeah. You can fight about anything.
He was quoting. So he talked himself right out of it. Like it was. He was going. So on the way back, we're driving back, and I'm dying laughing because it was so funny. He invested like an hour and a half. He's like, God damn it. You know, God damn it. And we see the lights in the rear view. And we get pulled over, and he goes, I forget what the name was, but he's like, don't call me Keith. Call me John or something like that.
Oh, dude. Sugar Bear? Is this a Sugar Bear story?
No, that's a different one.
All right, that's what we're talking about.
John?
Is getting pulled over.
No, I'm
getting arrested.
He's like, because my license expired. I got my cousin's license or something like that. I'm like, oh, no, dude. Oh, no. And the cop comes over, and he's got the license. He's like, you know you were speeding. Keith is like, yeah, and everything. I'm smoking. Keith is like, quit smoking. Right? I'm like, all right, John, you know.
Yeah, sure thing, John. Whatever you say.
The cop takes one look at the license, and he's like... And he looks at Keith, and the guy on the license looks nothing like Keith. Nothing like Keith.
He's a Chinese guy.
John? He's like, you're John, right? And Keith's like, uh-huh. And right then, some other car came booking by. It must have been doing 120 or something like that. And the guy's like, you're really lucky, John. And he gets it and drives. He's like, you get a warning and gets it and what happened. But that was my Keith gig. And it was so funny.
That's awesome. That's like a movie story.
Oh, it was
the
great.
Cop actually leaves you sitting there.
It was great.
But it's like, that's my thing. Cause, you know,
Didn't panic.
One time I got stopped on a turnpike.
Right. This may be the one I'm thinking
the
of.
The state trooper was, I'll tell you this one, was Astorita. I remembered his name, and it was like 90, 91. I still remember his name.
Astorita.
Yeah, on an exit 9. He stops me, and this is where I lose my license. He stopped me, get out the car. I'm like, I'm not getting out of no damn car. You know, said, well, you know, we going at it. He's got his, you know, speaker on the cop. He's yelling at me, and I'm yelling back at him. Shut the fuck up. You ain't doing nothing.
You're still sitting in the car. He's behind you yelling.
Yeah,
from
we're
his
yelling
car.
At each other through the car.
Fuck you. I'm getting out. Please step out of the car, sir.
So.
Fuck you.
He ends up, like, I see him, you know, wait right here. He's making up tickets to get me. He's like, I see him looking at it. Oh, yeah, that one.
Cracked taillight lens.
He gave me a book of tickets.
Holy shit.
That took my license away to, you know.
Oh, wow.
And that's why you had to pretend to be John.
Yes.
So you could work. So you could get to gigs.
Yeah, my license was gone for a while.
Oh, and it's horrible.
And I got stopped with Patrice O'Neill at the time.
Right.
And
you guys were in a car. You and Patrice driving. It was back leaning. To Philly, or
we're driving into New York.
Right.
And dumb Patrice, you know, he's like, he's nervous, of course.
Wait, he's driving or you're driving?
No, I'm driving.
You're driving, okay.
And I said, don't be cool. Just don't worry about it. And the cops comes in, license registration. Oh, mine's not on me right now.
Oh, no.
He said, what's your name? Well, my nickname, you want my nickname or my name? He said, what is your name, sir? I'm like, he said, never mind. Come in the car back here. So as Patrice, he asked me my name. I said, James Robinson. And he said, yeah, let me ask him, what's his name? He said, I don't know.
He doesn't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So he comes back here. He don't know your name. How come is it, you're in a car with a friend and he don't even know your name? I said, no, he knows my nickname. He said, what's your nickname? Sugar Bear.
Oh, that's my favorite shit ever.
That is hilarious.
You guys are giving this cop the run around. What are you doing in his car? You don't know his fucking name.
Sugar
I don't know
Bear.
His name. He knows my nickname, Sugar Bear.
You're the only Sugar Bear around. That's great.
What? How did that one end?
Then a cop was just like, look, I'll let you go. Just what is your name?
please tell me your name.
We'll be able to sleep.
I said, Teddy.
Teddy. Never gave the guy your name.
Man, it was so funny. The cop was so, he was so frustrated. He just wanted to know my real name.
I was driving right here in this town that I live in now. And this is years and years ago. I don't have insurance. I have a license, but I think my car, if I remember right, the car's not registered, and I don't have insurance. I'm like 22 years old. I'm a total fuck up. Thinking I have no control over my life. I'm not organized. I'm not doing any of the shit I'm supposed to be doing. Driving a car around with no documents. I just have a license. And my buddies and I, it's this big old station wagon. We all pile into it and go out to this local bar. And we're coming out of there, and we're driving along, and there's the lights. Pull me over. I go through this intersection. I make a left like I was gonna, and I pull over on the right side. So there's like a traffic light right behind us, and there's a gas station that's open late on both sides of the street. So there's a lot of lights, and there's a lot of people around, even though it's like, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning or whatever. They see that I have no registration, and I think there might have been something else on my record at the time that. So they send extra cars. So now there's a
car. It's not worse than saying extra cars for
Oh, shit. More cops. I was already fucked. Now what's going to happen? So I'm sitting there in the driver's seat, and the cop comes up. He's like, license, registration, and insurance. Give him my license. I'm like, I just gotta dig around in here and find the registration and the insurance. They're in here, and now I know I don't have it. I don't have the money for insurance. I don't have the money for any of it. So I've put a whole ton of shit in the glove box, papers to look through.
Yeah.
In just this type of situation where it's hoping that they'll be like, oh, fuck it. Just, and this is before they could look up and know if you had everything or not. Yeah. So that was my plan. I'll just pretend there's too much paperwork and I'll never find the shit. And my friends know this whenever, right? So I get pulled over. I go, oh, the other stuff is in the glove box. I just got to look through here and see if I can find it. The cop's standing there. My buddy starts looking through it. He's rifling through there. He's not finding it, of course. Cop's still standing there. Seems like forever is going by, you know. And finally, I lean over to my buddy and I go, it's not in there. I go, it's not in there. And he leans back and he goes, I know. And we start laughing. And then we're like, stop laughing. There's fucking cop shit right outside the door. Right as that's happening, my buddy, all the way in the back, it was his, I think it was maybe it was his 21st birthday. For some reason, he's fucking shithouse drunk. He has no idea what's going on. He's passed out in the way back of the car. He puts the fucking window down in the way back of the car, sticks his head out. I got two cop cars behind me, one in front of me, busy intersection. Sticks his head out and just starts throwing up in the street out the back of the car while the cop is standing at the front door asking me for my documents. He goes, hold on a second. He goes in the back, shines the light on his face. He goes, you've been drinking? And my buddy just looks at him. He doesn't even know what's going on. He doesn't even say anything. So I can't remember what happens. I think they let me go, but I have to go to a court appearance. So then we get home and drop everybody off, whatever. Next day I wake up, I'm sitting there. My phone rings. It's my buddy who was in thrown up out of the back. I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, what happened last night? I go, well, for one thing, you threw up out of the back of the car. And he goes, did anybody see? I'm like, yeah, everybody saw. There were cops shining spotlights on you. We had a crowd, you know. He's like, oh, I thought I was pretty inconspicuous.
Yeah. You better be lucky they didn't have, like they'd have today, cameras, phone cameras.
Oh, yeah. And they would have known I had no registration and no insurance, and I would have probably gotten locked up. And they would have impounded my car.
I had to walk on ice several times from not having registration. Nice snowstorm. Take my whole car, walking on a turnpike with it.
Oh, no.
That's brutal.
Yeah. Oh,
no. Getting pulled over, there's not a lot that feels quite as shitty as the moment you know you're getting pulled over. You're just like, oh, fuck.
And it's so rare that they're cool. Every once in a while, there's one that's cool. Because generally, a guy gets out, yeah.
You don't get no sweethearts.
No.
I just got pulled over in Oklahoma like 2 months ago. And I thought the rules out there, I thought they were pretty laid back because the first time I jumped on the highway in Oklahoma, this dude went by me, this big fat dude went by me on a motorcycle. I was going 80. This dude with no shirt, no helmet, he probably weighed 300 pounds at least, goes flying by me like I'm not fucking moving. And there's a cop a little bit up ahead of me. He just didn't do anything. Guy's riding a motorcycle like 110. Cop just let him go. I'm like, oh, they're pretty laid back out here. And then I'm speeding like 2 days later coming back. And I get pulled over, you know.
Little did you know they were in the same motorcycle gang, you know.
yeah, he knew the guy. But so the cop comes up. He goes, I'm just going to make sure. He goes, you were speeding, but I'm just going to give you a warning for now. I just need to make sure all your paperwork's in order. And I'm just going to let you go with the warning, okay? I'm like, okay. He goes and checks my paperwork. He comes back. He hands me a little thing, a little piece of paper. It says, official warning from Oklahoma State Police, you've been warned or whatever. Yeah. Have a nice day. I'm like, these guys are so much. Nice. Like,
thanks so much.
Yeah. In New Jersey, they're like, stay where you are.
Yeah.
You know, put the documents on the dashboard.
Put the document. Well, for black guys, get on the ground.
Right.
Yeah,
get on the ground.
But I got my new jeans on. On the ground in mud. I don't give a shit.
In the cornfield. In the cornfield.
It's a very different thing for you and I to get pulled over. I know a guy got pulled over like somewhere upstate New York, and he had been drinking, and the cops made him get out, and they were like, "Take off your pants, take off your shirt." It was in the middle of winter. He's out there in the snow. He's in just his socks and underwear, and they're like, "Now start doing push-ups." And he's like, "What?" They're like, "Start doing push-ups."
That's how you get a stroke.
So he starts doing push-ups. Yeah. He starts doing push-ups in the snow, and they're like, "I can't hear you counting." They're making him shout. So he's like, "One, two."
That's how the dude is drunk.
Yeah, because he did it.
He takes his clothes off.
That's the first step.
Said, "I want 200 push-ups out of you. I don't care how long it takes." He's there doing push-ups. He gets to like 30-something, and his arms are shaking. He's frozen. He's like, "Fuck this, man." He looks up. Cops are gone. He's standing out there in his fucking underwear all by himself. The cops just did that to sober him up. Or to...
You gotta think, who do you complain to?
Who am I gonna talk to about this?
You're doing push-ups in your underwear. Yeah, that's great, man. That is great.
I've been pulled over more times than I care to remember. How about you, DC? Have you been pulled over?
I have been. I have been. I'm trying to. I've been pretty lucky with it. Although it's weird that whole registration thing and the insurance thing. Like my car was parked. I had this Jeep that it's about a year ago had parked on the corner, and I'm sitting in my living room. The street's right behind me, and I hear this crash. And I know. I just know something's happened to my car. I just know it.
As soon as you hear the noise.
I just know it's my car. I don't know why. And I turn around, there's 18-wheeler has totaled the car.
Holy
and
shit.
driven up the street and taken out like five other cars. So
holy
just
shit.
Driven up the street doing it. And the guy gets out.
He's turning the corner and didn't make it something?
He was turning the corner, did not make it. He was going really fast. It was 18-wheeler.
Holy
the
shit.
The dude gets out, his eyes are like bugged, man. Like, he's been up for 3 days. He's on some shit, you know. And I'm like, dude, what? And he's like, "Man, they gave me the wrong route. This street, you can't fit an 18-wheeler up this street." I'm like, "God, obviously, you know, you can't."
Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah,
I didn't
that
think
guy.
Godzilla came through here.
But what was
the whole fucking street?
The what was crazy about it is, okay, so the precinct's two blocks away. They come. They're like, "This is the second time today. This dude, he's already had an accident." He said it. He's like, "This is my second one today." When he got out of the truck, he's like, "My second one today." And he starts blaming the street or whatever. I'm like, "Dude, maybe it's you." You know?
Two accidents in one day.
They get all the info. They get all the, you know, whatever. It goes on and on. I got to tow my car. This guy, you know, he's out of there. I find out from the insurance companies they didn't have insurance. I'm like, how does a trucking company not have insurance, right? Had no insurance. Driving.
How is he even on the road?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. How do people do it, man? How do people do it nowadays, too? I mean, he filled out all the stuff. They ran the plates. They did this. They did that. But they had no idea. They couldn't. So
what happened? You had to pay for your own
No, the insurance company paid, but I didn't get...
Oh, like, your insurance company.
Yeah, my insurance company paid. But it was like, you know, it was like...
Well, that's not exactly a pullover story.
It's not a pullover story. I kind of spun it into... I'm changing gears a little bit. That's called changing gears.
Yeah, that was a hell of a change. That's
a changing gears story.
We
didn't really have a topic this time, you know. We just kind of...
Well, I did my pullover story the last episode.
Did you?
I did a pullover story last episode about when my little Subaru.
Right. Yeah.
Well, actually, it wasn't a pullover story either. I got hit by a cop car in my Subaru.
Have a story about a pullover sweater?
I have a cardigan story. I have Keith's cardigan story.
It's a zip up
Argyle.
I got stopped several times.
Uh-huh.
Ben looks like he gets stopped.
I used to get stopped.
Yeah.
I was an irresponsible young man.
Now you got the face of a guy who
now
gets
I pull people over.
I got my brother. Okay, my brother who is now works in law enforcement. When he was younger, he wanted to be a cop really bad, and he would walk around with a little BB gun in his holster. It was just like 15, 16 years old. He'd have a BB gun, and he had this car, and he had the fake siren on it. So he would pull people over. There was this Chevy Chase Circle in D.C., and there were always these drunk Mexicans going around the circle. I don't know why, where they would come from about 3 in the morning. He found this out.
Can you say that?
I said it.
Drunk Mexicans.
Drunk Mexicans. I said it.
So there's these drunk Mexicans. So, the only ones in D.C.
No, not only ones.
Drive it in circles every night.
It was on a drunk Mexican route is what it was. There was some route from some restaurant.
They crossed the border in D.C.
And my brother used to pull him over all the time. He used to pull him over with his little BB gun and his fake siren, you know. And
they'd
be like,
shit.
Yeah.
Did they stop? Yeah,
they stopped. And he'd be like, you know, you're driving. He wanted to be a cop. So, but you know, those dudes that want to be a cop, they're security guards or this or that.
He's pull making over. Citizens arrests.
He would just pull him over and issue tickets or whatever the hell it was.
How old was he?
He was like 16, man.
He had a car?
He had a car. Yeah, he had like a little, but it wasn't even a cop car. He pretended to be like an undercover young cop. These guys, they didn't know. Half of them didn't speak English. They're like, what the fuck is happening? Who's this guy? Who's the guy? He taking it. I don't want any problem, you know? So that was a good, that's a pullover story.
I'm talking you, DC. Yeah. I want you in the ground, on your face, hands spread. Something that happened to you, DC.
Keith, have you been pulled over other times?
All the time.
Did you get physical? Didn't you like?
Yeah.
Time on the Upper East Side or something, right? You were taking Rachel home?
Yeah, taking Rachel home. But look, here's the thing. I had fights with cops in the early 80s.
Uh-huh.
I come from a long line of cop fighters.
Right, Philly.
That's right. My grandmother fought cops.
Yeah.
Your mom.
Okay, that's a story I want to hear.
What?
Your grandmother fighting cops.
Yeah, but a cop had stopped us. We were kids, and she she smacked the cop's hat right off his head.
Holy shit.
She pointed at him. She popped. All you see is his hat spinning in the street.
Wow. That's balls. And, dude, remember we saw that fight at the parking garage?
Yes, the girl punched the cop.
Right in his big fat face.
Wow.
There were two groups of guys who were starting to square off.
This
was
in the village or something?
This is at the Mineta Garage, right around the corner from the cellar. And they're like starting to fight. They're talking. They're not really doing much. And then it looks like they are going to fight. And then this kind of older, heavy set cop like came running in there out of a different era. Like he ran in there from 1973 when fat white dudes were like, "Oh my God!" He ran in and it hit this young black man with all his force, and the dude just didn't move. Like full run, and the dude just held his ground. And you could see the cop is like, "Uh oh!" And then they started wrestling around, and then pretty soon a couple of guys are kind of. They're tied up, and the cop, his face is just like, it might as well be on a fucking platter. And this heavy
like
woman,
a radish red.
It was pretty red, pretty chubby. He was talking a lot of shit. All of a sudden, he wasn't saying anything. And this woman, she ran in like sandals and a dress. She ran from like four steps away and just jumped up. And full on punch this cop
a
right
super
in
punch.
The fucking nose. Bam! And Keith and I just both went, oh! Doing commentary. Ho, ho, ho! A minute later, everybody, all the non-cops were face down on the floor of the garage, and everybody got arrested. I don't know if anyone would have if she hadn't punched that dude.
She punched the cop. He gave her a forearm and dropped her.
Yeah.
He was so hot.
Oh,
it's nothing worse than a cop getting punched by a female and his legs wobble.
Oh, he felt that punch. I felt that fucking punch. Holy shit.
Well, all in Philly, we used to always tell the cops, you know, yo, take off that gun and that badge and let's get it. And if the guy took it off too fast, you knew he'd fight. if he took some time, well, what do you say? Take the gun and the badge off. Let's see what's good. One guy took it off, beat the hell out of the guy. Beat it.
Now we know what's good. Yeah, I guess it's been gotten. You're good. What was it you wanted me to do?
You're a cop. What do you need now?
Wow, that's crazy. Take off the gun. That's like some old west shit.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah, Put the badge down. Gun on your badge, y'all, and let's see what's good. The cop take it off. Beat your ass real good. The cops in Philly is so bad, they will hand your friend his gun and the badge. Hold this. You better not move. Oh, shit.
They give it to your friend.
Yeah, your friend. Hold this right here. You better not go nowhere.
Holy shit.
And don't eat this bucket of chicken.
That is badass. Oh, your shoot. Friend. I'm going to kick your fucking ass. Oh. Your friend is going to hold my gun while I do it. That's how sure I am that I'm coming out on top here.
That's where you go, oh boy, why did I ask this guy to take off his gun and the badge?
Yeah.
I can't imagine saying that to a cop.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. Maybe like a mall security guy or something.
You don't even talk back. You
take off your flashlight.
Now, Philly cops are so, like, crooked. Mm. And, you know, Mayor Frank Rizzo had what they call boot cops. And they were brutal.
Frank Rizzo?
Yeah.
Like from like the Jerky Boys?
No. The Frank Rizzo,
the new
mayor.
Fucking mayor, chisel chest.
He may have did something for it, but he was a mayor of Philly. And, you know, he was one of the... He was born to be a cop.
Yeah.
He was just a cop. Even though he's a mayor now, he still had a... He's a guy that you can appreciate because he just... That's what's in him.
Right.
He was that cop dude. You see some cops just born to be cops.
Yep.
And then you just go, all right, boy, that's what he is. Rizzo will kick the doors in and all that. And then, that's what it was. They had a toughness about them. So you can tell them, take their gun and badge off. Let's see what's good. And they take the gun and badge off. And you
know. And then you figure it out.
And you figure
it out. And what happened if the cop lost the fight?
The cop get his gun and back.
Arrest him on.
And then get arrested.
Then you get your ass beat by seven other cops. And all the way to the station.
Then you would still get arrested.
Yes.
It's not like they let you go.
No.
Way to go. You kicked the shit out of Frank Rizzo. Yeah. You get a free pass.
You can't beat. Not too many people beat Rizzo.
Yeah.
Not too many people beat Rizzo. Rizzo was one of the toughest guys I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus. It's so different. From where I grew up, the cops had nothing to do. Like there was nothing happening. It's a small town, you know. Like we used to sit and we'd be like, when they come around, they would come through every couple of hours. They'd come and drive around and check every street in the entire town. It's a small town, so we'd be like, when they come through, let's just run. Like we did something.
just to see
what they'll do.
Crazy.
It's just so opposite.
Hey, let's run and see what they do. Pow, pow, pow.
Yeah, we'll try that game in Philly. Yeah. I don't think it would work out.
The old Rizzo solution.
They would chase us. They would chase us down, and they'd catch us, and they'd be like, what'd you do? And we'd be like, we didn't do anything. And like, why are you running? We're like, just to see if you would chase us. And they wanted to kill us when we said that. They're like, you little fucking pricks. I'm driving around. I got an easy gig. If it weren't for you fucking punks, I'd have nothing to do if it weren't for you kids, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we got in trouble for sure. You couldn't do much in that town without getting...
Well, I lived in a little town in Fredericksburg, Maryland.
Right.
It's out, and
the state troopers out there, they were rough, man.
They were rough, but this is like on the eastern border of Maryland, and we had nothing to do. We're from the city.
Right.
And we had to go to, Maryland because my mom had shot somebody under the table. So we had to pack our bags. And this is overnight, shoot to Maryland. And so we had to stay in Merle until stuff cools off a little bit.
Because your mom had shot someone
at a car game.
Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
How is that not the story? How is that just awesome. A little aside?
And by the way, my mom shot somebody.
But that's not important. Holy shit, dude.
Details.
Yeah. Better details.
So
you guys skip town.
We had to skip town.
You go to Maryland.
And it was like this quiet place, and we're from the city. We're South Philadelphia.
Right.
And, pretty much we did a lot of stuff.
But yeah, I hear
it. And it's, in this setting in a down south, it's like bikes are just laying around.
Right. Yeah, you're in the suburbs now.
And we're way out there, and we're like,
free bikes.
We must have stole 32 bikes. And the town was so lacking and stuff, that big story in a newspaper, bike bandits, frack again.
Bike bandits. That's great. You guys had a calling card in the local news.
That's great. So,
Did you ever get busted for that?
No.
Dude, when I was in college, my friend rode up on a bike. He's all drunk. He rides up. A bunch of us are sitting on the porch drinking. He rides up. He goes, "Check out my new bike, man." We're like, "Where'd you get it?" He's like, "I stole it. It's a piece of shit, but I stole it." And we're like, "Oh, that's okay." We're all checking out his bike, and he just lays it on the ground, and he walks in the house. We're like, "You're just going to leave it there?" He's like, "Nobody's going to steal that piece of shit." Like, that's what the last guy thought. Now he's standing in front of his house wondering where his fucking piece of shit bike is.
Nobody's going to steal his piece of shit.
My friend stole a bike one time. We went to a little convenience store. It's like the middle of the night. We go in. We order sandwiches. We come back outside. As we're walking out the door, this dude rides up on a mountain bike and parks it and goes into the store. My stupid friend just gets on the guy's bike and leaves. He just jumps right on his bike and rides away. Now I'm standing there with a sandwich. Dude comes out. He's like, "Where's my fucking bike?" I'm like, "I don't know." "I don't know, dude." He's like, "Where's my goddamn bike?" I'm like, "I don't know." He's like, "Where's that other guy?" I'm like, "I don't know that guy."
That bike thief?
We get back to my hotel. There's the bike right in the room, of course. We left it in the hotel room.
All right. I want a bike stealing story from DC right now.
He doesn't have any. He has one about a guy who rode a bike.
Oh, yeah.
He's got one.
I got a bike stealing story. I don't know. Well, I grew up, we had no cars. We had no cars in my family, just bikes.
Oh, no shit.
My parents were, they were the anti-car. We had no money. We're like, "We're going to have bikes." So we rode bikes fucking everywhere. And I started hating bikes. I just started hating it. I hate it because, everybody, you get certain age, you get like 15, 16, you want to date girls and stuff. And they're like, "Well, just come by. You'll bring your parents' car by the house." And I'm like, "Yeah, my parents don't have a car. We're going to have to catch the bus unless you want to ride side saddle or whatever." And I remember, I think I was
like, "I got a banana seat."
Yeah, I was.
I got a tandem bike.
DC became a serial bike killer.
Well, I had
you hit it bikes.
I remember I wanted a car. I wanted a car so bad. And I think I was fucking 16 or I don't know, whatever. We get your license. I got my learners. And I got my learners, and the guy, oh my God, the guy who did the learners, like you drive around with him, this guy was such a pervert. And he would just talk about, look at that girl's ass, I tear that girl's ass, focus on the road, he go, "Look, I get that pussy, I would just, focus on the road, man, focus on, make a left, damn, look at that girl's ass." And I would go around and around with this guy all day. And then afterwards, I think my parents got me a bike. It was like, I got another bike, and I was so, I still feel bad about this. I was so angry that I had this bike, and I'm working like at Swenson's ice cream or something, trying to